Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to the
Can you hear me?
Okay. Welcome to the Debrief podcast. Hello and welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
That's Tessa.
I'm in California.
Oh, my God. Tessa won't stop singing about being in California in various areas of California. We're in the normal studio.
Martha's Vineyard.
I mean, shut up. So, Tessa's singing and I'm hungover. So, I've decided to do a podcast.
I was no part of it.
She was no part of it, but she was up for it. A podcast about hangovers. How to survive a hangover, including, basically, hangover cures. What a hangover is. How we can all get through it. Nothing to do with the fact that I woke up this morning feeling like death. Are there certain things that make you more hungover? Certain things that you should eat when you're hungover? And I don't care for it if the answer is
water and then healthy fruits and vegetables.
I don't care for that as an answer.
No, no thank you.
Tessa, what do you eat when you're hungover?
Oh, I take myself for a very, very eggy breakfast.
Okay, very good. Do you have a specific place that you like?
Anywhere I can walk to.
That has eggs?
Yes, but everywhere's got eggs these days.
I guess so.
Absolutely, Egg City. I walk to any kind of brunch. Any kind of brunch.
Yeah.
If I've missed the brunch window and somebody insists we have to go for a roast, I really put my foot down.
Okay, interesting.
I don't mind it, but I don't care. And then I drink a pint of orange juice and lemonade in the pub.
Oh, that's good. Orange juice and lemonade is quite nice.
And then everyone always goes, oh, what great choice. And then often other people do it and I feel like Genghis Khan, like the leader of a cult revolution.
I understand. Yes, Genghis Khan was the perfect person to pick there.
I couldn't think of a cult off the top of my head.
I understand, yeah. And mine, no one asked, but mine is...
Oh, please. What are your best cult? Oh, I thought we were naming a cult. Please, carry on. What do you eat when you're hungover?
Thank you. I eat very much down with orange juice in the morning because for some reason, sometimes the first bit of water sometimes is quite hard to drink. So I feel like I need to ease myself into liquids. It's really weird. The taste of water when I'm hungover initially is a bit odd. It says sweet almost.
Oh, for me, no problem. And
I was not drunk enough.
Yeah. Oh, what a burn. But when you wake up in the morning, I think that's probably true. I think that's genuinely true.
Yes, I think so. I think I do drink. When I'm got drunk, I think I've drunk more than when you got drunk.
Yes. So for me...
That time you had one gin and got on a barrel. That's such an overreaction. You drank like a bottle of champagne and then you got on a barrel. At my birthday...
I maintain I did not get on a barrel.
You danced on a barrel and then fell off the barrel and then said, I have to go home now, and went home and it was 10 p.m.
I'm loads of fun, guys. Invite me to your party.
She was fun.
Once at university, somebody said, did I want to go to the pub from the library? Mm. We went to the pub, 5:30. I had half a cider and had to be carried home.
Okay, already. Because I drank last night and I think I must have had 5 double gin and tonics.
Gosh.
Yes, and a wine.
Gosh,
yes.
That's loads.
It's loads, but I wasn't thinking because it was just like we were doing a round system and drinks kept appearing.
Yeah.
And I felt bad this morning. And my go-to is I have 2 potato waffles with mayonnaise and ketchup.
Mmm.
And my friend swears by Ribena and hula hoops. That's something.
Together?
No, just sort of like, I guess, ingested maybe together. Tom, what's your hangover food?
I'm brewing Monster Munch.
That's a good hangover food. Hangover food should be like things you would never eat normally, and also something that's like you're regressing to your childhood.
Are you
10?
Are you from Scotland?
No, but someone told me about Iron Brew once, try it, and I did, and I never looked back.
I do know several people in the Iron Brew wagon, and like a cult, and they are, when you're in, you're in.
Amazing. Thanks, everyone.
This podcast was brought to you by Iron Brew. Once you're in, you're in.
You're in. Iron Brew. wish I hadn't done that. what adult thing have you done this week?
Can I do a shout out to the cystitis
lady? Dr. Man knows.
Yeah, Dr. Man knows. So we did it about cystitis last week, and somebody...
Lucy
Rawson wrote in to say, please Google what we thought said Dr. Man knows. And so we thought he or she was a professional. I thought he was maybe a character.
I thought of that, you know, that emoji that has a sad face.
I hate it.
And for a long time, I just thought it was like a sad man with a big side nose, and referred to that as man nose. And it's actually a lying emoji. and it's Pinocchio. His nose has grown bigger because he's lying. But I've been using it as the sad face. Anyway, I thought of that.
No, you call it nose mouth.
Oh, we were talking about different things. There's also a Snapchat filter.
Like
last
noses
year,
too much, and I hate them.
I do. Last year, I sent Tessa a Snapchat, which was where you made your whole lower face your nose, and we called it Professor Nose Mouth.
It's the worst time.
And I've never had a stronger reaction to a filter. Like, she hated it.
So obviously,
we got other people to do it and send it to her. And then occasionally,
anytime I asked her a question on WhatsApp, she'd just reply and be like, "Well, I'll see what Dr. Nosemouth says. Professor Nosemouth wants to talk to you." I was like, "I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
I hate him."
And now I've still got it, and I will occasionally, and it has to be like once every 6 months, occasionally just drop Nosemouth in.
Bloody Nosemouth.
Anyway,
Lucy, unrelated to the Nosemouth, said, Google doc, not Dr. Man Nose.
He's going to do it again.
So, yeah, I was. Capital D, new word. What maybe is manos?
Yeah, it but is also spelled like man nose.
It is literally man nose in our defense. D manos, and it turns out to be like a vitamin, or like a
supplement.
Supplement. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
they're in a pot. They are specifically for cystitis, and they appear to be.
I have just bought £10,000 worth because I got it again.
They they'll change your life. It says a lovely doctor recommended it to me one day, and I never looked back.
And then she has not specified
a smiley emoji and then a toilet emoji.
She also hasn't specified in that the doctor who recommended it was not called Dr. Mandos.
No, we don't know for sure.
So we don't know.
We don't know.
But what adult thing have you done this week?
Stevie, what adult thing have you done this week?
Oh, I have an adult thing.
Yes, please.
So on Monday, I had quite a late notice job that was like, you need to be here by 9:30 tomorrow morning on Sunday night. And I was like, oh, okay, fine. I had like an hour and a half to do this thing that I'd been booked to do. What it was is neither here nor there. It was by a company.
We can only assume that she's some kind of spy.
I'm a spy. It was the government. I'm a spy. The people that I was doing the job for had never met me. I'd been hired in by someone else to do this thing, been told, this is the person for the job. You have an hour and a half to do it. Great. Got up. All of the transport was screwed. So I couldn't get there on time. Like, there was no way I was ever... I ended up getting the boat on the Thames.
No.
Yes. The river taxi. I ended up spending a ridiculous amount of money to get the river taxi to Waterloo rather than get the tube because there was no tube. And
extraordinary.
And I was half an hour late. Told ahead. I was like half an hour late. But it was quite panicky because I had a small amount of
very
window
small
that I'd been booked
to do your spy work.
To do my spying. As famously, you can only do it within an hour and a half time window. Old Stevie, Stevie of the past... would
pre-podcast Stevie.
Pre-podcast Stevie. Stevie of yore would have really freaked out about that, found that incredibly difficult,
mm-hmm.
blamed myself, arrived. Essentially, I went in and absolutely smashed it.
Oh.
Was completely calm the whole time because I was like, I remember, I think I was on a podcast being like, this is out of my control. I've done everything that I can. It's not my fault. All I need to do is concentrate on doing a really good job. And I like actively centered myself and was like, just go in. No one's going to be mad at you. It's all fine. Go in and do the best job you possibly can. And I did. And they were really happy with it. And we got it done within the time. And no one mentioned the fact that I was late or was annoyed. And I was like, that is genuinely the most adult thing I think I've ever done in my life. Because normally that would have been like, I would have been all over the place. Or it would have just like affected something. But I was like, what's the word? Recognized a problem and prepared for it. And made sure that didn't happen. And then did it. I was very happy. Sounds like just a boast, doesn't it? But it's not really. It wasn't a very hard job to do, but it was like, yeah, I was very happy.
Well, I think regardless of the spy work, it was about how you compartmentalised.
Yeah.
You didn't beat yourself up.
In the past, this has certainly been a thing. I've turned up and been like, oh God, I'm so sorry. Okay. Oh, I just didn't. Like, and it's all about surface in work and it's all about like the facade. And we've talked so much about how to blag it and how it's like, and I was like, no, I'm going to try it. I'm going to use this as like a test. And it was really, I felt very happy about it and I had a nice day.
Oh,
well,
so glad for
what's
you.
Yours?
Mine, I think I'd really like to do a podcast on how to stop worrying.
Yes.
Or how not to worry.
I'm making a note now.
Make a bloody note, mate.
Yeah.
Someone said to me, how are you the other day? And I was like, well, you know, consumed by worry. And then
it was me. I asked you how you were and you said that to me.
Probably, yeah. And they were like, something I've learned to do in CBT, cognitive behavioural therapy, was make a worry tree. And I was like, immediately I'm on board, please.
Oh, wow. The opposite. I was like, I'm out.
That
I'm not saying
no,
I should
no
be
judgment
out
here.
There's no judgment. I'm just commenting on what we are drawn to as people.
Absolutely. So what I then happened was I went and looked up what a worry tree was.
Yes.
Ignored it. Made my own.
That is the most Tessa thing that could have happened.
I didn't care.
I don't care for your approach.
No. So I sort of drew a tree, yeah. And then I drew put on.
Just drew a tree. And so then
drew
that
a tree
it.
And felt much better. So okay, on to the podcast.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that is what happened.
That's pretty much what happened, yeah.
Yeah,
if we're wow. honest, yeah.
Someone tells you a tip, you go, I don't care for that, you draw a tree.
And I felt much better.
Of course you did. What did you do? You drew a tree.
You're supposed to sort of draw a tree and then you... I actually don't know what you're supposed to do, but what I interpreted from the thing was that you sort of wrote down, like, money, the, like, general, like, sort of... You wrote down your worries on the tree.
Right.
So you, as are there branches?
Wrote money on the tree.
Yeah, so no, as are there one of the branches, like,
yes.
Write money.
If it's a worry.
If that's a worry.
Yes.
Like, and then, because often you're just like, well, I don't know, money. Just like,
sure.
And then, so then splinter off being like, okay, specifically about these bills, specifically about rent.
Interesting.
Specifically, specific worries. This yeah. is where I know money's coming out. This is the amount of money.
So I see becomes, now that the tree would probably be like, just like line drawings. Like, I imagine you've drawn a trunk.
100%, yeah.
Yes,
yeah, I spent a lot of time, but, and I drew a little fairy door in the trunk. I didn't really, but.
You thought about it, then said no.
Yeah. Did a sketch of that, rejected it. Did a bit of concept art, worked out the initial final piece. Anyway, the...
Oh, it's gone, like, because it is quite accurate, isn't it? Right, go on.
Then, from those specifics about the money,
yes.
You splinter off into the leaves, and the leaves are, what can you actually do about it? So
okay. You
can be like, where can I get more money from? Can I reduce this bill? Can I pay?
So what element of that didn't you do? As in terms of when you did your own tree?
I don't think that is what a worry tree is.
Right, so you've described...
I've made my own thing.
I mean, you described it so then obviously what you do is this, and you've just made up a thing.
Certainly. Right. I should be a behavioural psychologist.
It sounds like something I was like, yeah, I think I might try that. Yeah, I won't actually draw a full tree, but I will certainly do
so
that.
So once you've begun sort of compartmentalising and writing, it just is so... If you are a specifically visual person, though, I don't know if it's any surprise, but I am. It's good just to like have them all there, and yeah. also like what things can you actually do about this, rather than just being like my worries.
Yes, that's
anyway,
very
I felt
good.
Infinitely better.
Yes, I mean you've created your own cognitive behavioural technique,
and then I get trained as a psychologist. Sorry, also that. That's
also
my
that
thing.
Wow.
So
I'm
thank
open
you,
to surgery.
Thank you, Inez, who said that to me at a party.
That's amazing. Thank you, Inez.
Thank you, Inez.
Right, hangovers. Would you like to know what a hangover is? Because I've found out scientifically what happens when you are hungover. And it is maybe enough to mean that I'm not going to drink again, but maybe not.
I know that you won't.
I know. It's such a shame, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it is toxin. I think it's your body trying to break it down.
Yeah.
What is essentially poison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's given that a good go.
Yeah, that is kind of it, but it's the detail that is upsetting.
Okay,
so,
give it to me.
so essentially, yes, a hangover is your body's reaction to drinking too much alcohol. We all know this.
Smash
we
it
all
sofa.
Know the symptoms. But specifically, when alcohol enters your blood, it tells your pituitary gland not to produce vasopressin, which is the hormone that keeps your body like moisturized, essentially, but from the inside. That sounds weird, but that is a thing. And it does make sense, otherwise you'd dry out like a prune. So without that hormone, the liquids go straight to your bladder and don't actually moisturize your body from the inside, which is why when you have a wee, when you're having a drinking time, you wee a lot. Like if you're drinking, you will wee basically all of that out.
Sorry,
because it's going straight through and it's not doing the job that moisture should be doing in your body. Not all of the water that you drink goes straight to your bladder and is...
Is it trying to just like keep it clean, keep it moving out?
Yes, because it's a toxin, liquid with alcohol in it can't moisturise the body. Like it's not healthy to be all over your body. It has to be like filtered out. It has to be... It's a poison. So your body treats it as such, as in get it out.
And that's why you wee constantly when
That's why you're weeing constantly and that's why it shoots through the body and it doesn't... So say if you drink like Ribena, the sugary elements of that will be used for energy. The chemicals in it will come straight out, be flushed right out. The water will be extracted and will be used to lube up your body from the inside. Now, when you're drinking, because it's just going straight through, and also like whatever was in your bladder beforehand is also now going being flushed out as well, you lose four times the amount of water than you would do if you weren't drinking. So your body becomes incredibly dehydrated. And because your organs are so desperate for water, they start stealing water from your brain. So then your brain shrinks, but is pulled away from your skull. And that's why you get headaches as a hangover. And that's why when you wake up, you feel dry because you are fully dry and your body is desperately trying to get water from anywhere else. Harrowing shit. Right.
You're literally dry from within.
Yes, and you feel weak. And the reason you feel weak and tired is because all of the weeing has flushed out like salt, potassium, magnesium, all of the things that your body needs. In your body's essentially rush to get the alcohol out, it's brought along all this other stuff with it. Alcohol also, when it breaks down, makes you pee out like glycogen, which in a non-drunk person is a natural source of energy in your liver. So you also don't have any energy, or that's all gone as well. That's why you are a lot more tired than if you'd have gone to bed at 1 a.m. and not drunk.
Yeah.
It's not just because you kind of take it for granted that, yeah, well, when I've gone out drinking, I'm tired. But actually sometimes it's like, well, hang on, why am I tired? Like, why is the tiredness a thing? It's because your body is so depleted of energy because the alcohol's broken your energy down and made you wee it out. So, and then with the toxin things as well, when we metabolize alcohol, because it's a poison, our livers, in order to break it down, are forced to create this incredibly toxic substance called acetaldehyde, I think. It's actually runs acetaldehyde. But we've got, thankfully, thank God, the reason that alcohol doesn't kill us is that we have enzymes in our body already that can break down acetaldehyde. But when we drink too much, those enzymes can't keep up. So those enzymes are basically there for like, you know, you've swallowed something by accident and it's not good. And so our body is so wonderful. It has this like backup system that is like, well, these guys come out and they're like the SAS. They're like special forces.
Yeah.
But the special forces aren't for when you go out and what I did last night is, you know, have five double gin and tonics. That's too much for the SAS. It's like, no, we're here for special things. This isn't, you've just drank yourself to oblivion. So they can't keep up.
It's like calling an ambulance just to get down the road.
I suppose so, yes. No, it's not. It's like calling one ambulance when the whole building and 5 billion people are like, need an ambulance.
Oh, right.
So there's not enough enzymes to deal with the flood of alcohol. So that those enzymes would be... So the ambulance can deal with 2 people at a push.
Yeah.
Can't deal with 10.
No.
So call more ambulances. But we don't have any.
We don't have any more ambulances.
We don't have any more ambulances.
Holy shit.
And that's... So then the toxin, this horrible acetaldehyde, builds up. And until that is flushed out naturally, everywhere it touches and everywhere it affects, it's not supposed to be there. So that's why you get... You may vomit, or you may like get headaches, or you may like you just feel generally in pain because you are in pain because there's poison circling around your body, and your body is literally going, no, pass it on. Like, I don't want it.
Oh my God.
It was like when you've got food poisoning. I always find food poisoning so interesting because it's like it is your body being like, this can't be here, and just it throws it out orifice it can possibly find. You try and sweat it out. It's trying to sweat it and it doesn't work. They're vomiting it out. Well, I suppose now we're going to have to shit it out. Like, there's a lot of that business because it's such a violent, like, no! Kind of reaction. And that's what it is like with this. And the more, obviously, that means, and it all follows, the more you drink, the more you're going to have these. So that's why when a lot of people who don't have as many enzymes to break it down, they can't handle their alcohol as well because it takes... So maybe you with half a gin and half a cider, you have to get carried out. It's potentially maybe if you had then a really bad hangover after that, similar to me, if I drank a lot more, maybe I've got more of those enzymes in me than you have. I actually don't know that that is a fact, but it feels like that.
Feels good, though,
doesn't it? It feels strong and powerful, so I'm just going to go with it. Also, interestingly, does depend on what you drink, not to the extent that people say it. Well, one thing that isn't true is things like when people go, oh, white wine makes me crazy, but vodka makes me cry. That's not a thing. Your emotions when you are drunk are all dependent on A, the kind of day you've had, B, the emotional state that you're in at the time.
Yes.
And how much you're like suppressing. C, how much alcohol you're drinking. So a double vodka is more than a glass of wine, and how fast you're drinking it. So I could say vodka really makes me like talk loads and act really embarrassing. It's not. It's because I actually find drinking vodka really easy because I can't taste it. Mm-hmm. So I will drink way more vodka than red wine. And I'll be like, red wine's I'm lovely on red wine. It's just because I haven't drank as much red wine. So it's a real psychological thing that people say, like, white wine makes me crazy, red wine doesn't. No, you're actually just knocking back the white wine way quicker and you're overwhelming your body. It's basically like creeping up behind your body and being like, surprise! Throwing like stuff on it and then leaving. Because with red wine, it has a chance to, if you drink something slowly, it has a chance to acclimatize. Whereas when you literally just like knock back a bottle of white wine, it's not prepared and it doesn't know what it's doing. So
the red wine, you eased it in.
Yeah.
With a lovely claret.
But in saying that, for your hangover, the symptoms are made worse by, and again, it's very difficult for me to pronounce this. I think I'm going to say congeners. So congeners or congeners are, so red wine, dark liquors like whiskey, brandy, also tequila. They produce more impurities, a lot more during the fermentation process than light coloured spirits like vodka and gin. And those impurities are just more toxins, just overload the body more. So you're going to have a way worse hangover. You're going to have a way worse headache. All of your symptoms will be worse if you're drinking these like darker coloured alcohols.
Okay.
Also, bubbles does give more of a headache. That's not a myth. And it's because the carbonation increases your blood's absorption of the alcohol. So you're getting it quicker. And you shouldn't be getting it quicker because your body is less prepared and it doesn't know what to do with it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say also there's a lot to be said for like the quality of things watered down.
White Ace. I remember uni, I used to drink White Ace. And it's just like,
I'm not even sure what that is.
It's like you get it in massive, it's like cider.
Oh, that thing. Yeah.
You get it in massive bottles of like litre bottles. Litre bottles?
I think two.
2 litre bottles. Yeah, that's what I mean. Big, yeah, you're right. 2 litre plastic bottles and it costs like £2. And you just drank one before you went out. And you're drinking 2 litres of pure chemicals and it's not nice stuff in there.
Mm. I remember people calling the Tesco's own vodka battery acid. And we'll be like, ha 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 ha, another? Like, what a bleak time.
So.
We're like,
I think Smirnoff was like the most, like the highest quality.
Yeah,
highest
absolutely.
Quality.
That's what you thought was the best.
And, it's not.
And actually, if you've ever been anywhere where you'd
Russian
had
vodka, like proper
yeah,
Russian
the
vodka.
Proper stuff, you're like, gosh, this is a totally different taste to what I
and you can drink vodka on its own with ice.
Oh,
but yeah. And it's very smooth and nice.
Not a knockoff one. You know, a good quality alcohol also walks hand in hand with the not feeling as dreadful.
Of course, because when you wake up with a hangover, you're also suffering from an absolutely horrible sugar crash,
yeah, the
which
sugar
is bad
also,
in and of itself. Yeah. If you've ever seen kids on sugar, or if you've yourself, I had a sugar crash yesterday because I had a Red Bull.
Yeah, but we're stupid, so, and we love dopamine, so
yeah,
we need
to feel happy, essentially. What's interesting is there's not really any constant and any definitive yes or no about like mixing drinks and the whole like if you wine before beer makes you feel queer and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Because if you mix drinks, you will have a worse hangover. That is like a fact. They think it's because of you're mixing different types of toxins. So now your body isn't just dealing with one, it's dealing with lots of different types. It has to like basically deploy an array of different SAS targeted things, and it's just overwhelmed by the amount, because then together when they are all rolled into one, they produce a sort of like mega toxin, which is way more toxic than just having one of those toxins, if you know what I mean.
God.
Sort of like the rat king.
Yes.
It's like one rat's fine, you can deal with it. Imagine if you were in your kitchen and a rat king went past you, you'd move out.
Yes.
So
you'd never return.
So I guess it's your body trying to deal with the rat king that you've just drank.
Yeah, and unlike when you have food poisoning and you're extremely conscious and extremely like living it very hard, you're also out of it when you're drunk. And so you aren't as aware of like what your body's going through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, exactly. Moving on to like what we can do
what
about
can we
it.
Do?
It's very annoying. There isn't a cure. So all of these like articles that you read being like the top 7 best hangover cures, it's just clickbait. It's not based on any science. There's nothing that will make your hangover go away magically.
Oh, please. Oh, please, a hand up.
Tom's going to tell
Here
me
he
otherwise.
Comes. You've been chomping at the bit for ages.
Just listening to what you were saying about it's your body needs to re-moisturise itself. When they say for every alcoholic drink on your night out, follow it with a pint of water,
yes.
Surely that prevents it.
Yes, so this is the thing. So there's nothing that cures it, but there's certain things that, depending on the person, can maybe ease it a bit and make sure that your hangover isn't as awful as it could be, but you're still going to get a hangover.
question from me.
Yes.
If you're matching it pint for pint of water, are you not drunk?
You are still drunk, but you're more hydrated. So you're going to be, when you're weeing all the time. So logically, you wee a lot because your body is trying to get it out. When it's trying to get it out, it takes all of the good stuff with it. If you're hydrating, that means that there's more pure water in there that it can take to hydrate your insides and your, yes, your body. So it's protecting it. So it basically cushions the impact. You're still going to lose a lot of potassium, a lot of magnesium. You're still going to lose, your body is still going to be dehydrated. It doesn't get rid of the dehydration completely. It just like lessens it.
I suppose if alcohol's still have a hangover, but job is just going to the brain,
yeah,
then once it's there, the brain is like, lovely. What a lovely, foggy, damaging haze I'm in.
Yes.
But the body, the whole, your bloodstream is, and your kidneys and everything are dealing with the repercussions. So throw in the water to help your kidneys out.
Essentially, yes.
Because you aren't going to deaden, you aren't diluting the amount of alcohol you're drinking because that's already done its job. It's up there. It's
yeah, exactly. Yes, yes.
It's making you think, you're still just it's making as drunk. You thinking about texting your ex.
And
no amount
you do
of
it.
Pounds of water is going to help that.
Oh, no. The thing as well about like, the hangover is the sum of all of those parts that we've just talked about then. Yes, it will, drinking a pint of water in between each alcoholic drink will lessen the hydration problems. So the next morning, you may not get as bad your brain shrinking,
mm-hmm,
because it's your organs don't have to take the water from the brain because there may be some more water still in you.
Yes. Yes.
It's still, you've got the toxins. You've still got all of those other things that we've just spoken about that are also contributing. So you're still, yeah, it still doesn't stop you weeing out glycogen, which is your energy supply that's stored in your liver. That's not going to do anything about that. So you still will feel depleted and you still will get headaches from the toxins, even if you don't get a headache from the hydration. So basically all of these things as well that I'm going to say now will help, but not
when
cure.
I wake up and I've already put a pint of water there the night before for myself in the morning, I wish to cry.
Yeah, because you just love your past self so
like,
much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for looking after me.
Yeah.
Sometimes once I had an aspirin on the side and it was like...
waiting for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, like you'd been your own butler.
Yeah. Then I found out it wasn't me, it was my sister had done it.
Did you take it and be like, Stevie,
thank you so much.
thank you, Stevie.
Thanks for looking after me.
And you were like,
and Gina was like, you were a fucking mess.
You're like, I really got my shit together.
Yeah. There's a lot of discussion around multivitamins and whether they're even, but it's still commonly thought that they might be working. Take a multivitamin because they'll combat the vitamin depletion when it comes with peeing every 5 minutes. So you'll be losing lots of stuff. So try and replace the stuff. And that's also why we want to eat loads when we're drunk, because we've got rid of so much stuff and we don't realize we have. But we were like, get all the types of food in me so that your body can get the vitamins. Don't mix the drinks. That will help. Take 2 aspirin with water before bed and again in the morning to reduce the any inflammation, because but your entire everything is all like,
oh God.
Beforehand, before you get drunk, and we've heard about this, like the whole like line in your stomach, you really need to eat like a proper meal with carbohydrates. If you're on a diet, like don't eat a salad and then go and get drunk and expect that to have done anything. Like you need to have like a full meal with protein, carbohydrate, something that gives your body the best start before it's going to start losing everything it owns. At least don't let your poor body start have some sort of fighting chance. And then the next day, the breakfast that you should have eggs. So it's great.
Yes, sir.
Fruit juice, which you said, with the orange and lemon.
Yes, lemonade.
And bananas are very important because important hangover combatants are cystine, potassium, and fructose, because you've lost so much energy and so much sugar. That's why things like people say like a Coke, not cocaine.
A Gatorade
or Iron Brew, like Tom. You do need a sugar hit. It's and Monster Munch.
Need a sugar hit. Get those electrolytes back in.
Yes,
the electrolytes. Anything that you're supposed to have, like a gel pouch, like if you were having the marathon.
Dehydration sachets that people are supposed to have when they've got chronic like diarrhea or food poisoning are excellent for hangovers. If you drink that morning, it's literally got all of the things that your body needs. Because it's basically the same. Your body's, that element of a hangover is the same as when you've had like, yeah, if you've had, I guess, dysentery is what I'm going for there. You know, when we all get dysentery, then we have to take electrolyte sachets, you know. Yeah, so that does replace all the electrolytes, the sugars and the salts lost with the peeing. And as much as you want a coffee, do not have a coffee on a hangover. Ever, because if you think about it, caffeine is fully dehydrating and does exactly the same thing that alcohol does. So you're just making your brain shrink more. Your headache when you have the caffeine crash is going to be like so much worse.
So much worse.
So don't have caffeine. As much as you think that will help, it won't. But then there's also that horrible thing that happens with a hangover that I hate. So when you when you feel, I don't know if this is just me, it can't be. When I'm hungover, I would normally, I don't anymore because of this reason, I would normally eat a massive, like the moment I feel like I can, eat a massive meal. And I think it's your body just desperately trying to like replace things. And then you feel so tired and shit after you've had that meal. It's like the moment you stop eating, it's like, oh no, that was a bad idea. Bye. And it's horrible.
But it feels like such a good idea.
It's just like such a good idea. And it's because that is the reason that happens is as simple as your body is so concentrated and so focused on trying to like help everything. The act of digestion is such a massive
thing. The ambulance drivers are so busy.
They're overwhelmed.
There's nobody working on the digestive system. There's nobody there.
Yeah, and all of the blood goes to your tummy because that's where it's needed to work. So it goes from your brain. So
oh my God, become, like the literal meat sweats.
Yes, so you become
weak. Oh my God, we're learning here.
Because you don't have enough blood in your
it's
head.
It's like fleeing every other part of your body to go and deal with things. And it's just like, if I may, it's an NHS hospital being like, we're understaffed by the government.
I mean, this is what we've got here is we've got solid, hard science and then a beautiful metaphor for the NHS underneath it, which I think all of our podcasts previously have lacked.
I've actually been whispering save the NHS into everyone.
That's beautiful.
You're welcome.
God, I really should be better at my textual analysis. Okay, so... they say here, like, burnt toast is a myth. Didn't even hear about that, so...
Yeah, well, that's that myth.
That's that myth.
Put to bed.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, it was
Hair of the dog delays the inevitable, so having a bit of being like, oh, it's good. And the reason you're doing that is because you're literally just getting drunk again, and your body's like, for fuck, we've literally just... talked about this! And then your body will just go through exactly the same process it's just been through, but on a smaller scale. So why would you want to do that? Although, I say that... I love a Bloody Mary the next day. But I'm now going to have Virgin Marys. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, great idea.
Yes, because they taste just the same.
Yes. I guess we're just stupid. We're stupid humans.
We're stupid. And having read this, I don't know if you can hear the edge of my voice. I'm furious at myself having done this. And you think about like
because
how
the grease,
often...
The I want a big fatty greasy breakfast is just you being like water. That's your body signaling to the brain, be like water, shouting up, be like water, please.
Yes.
And the brain's like, we're getting some kind of message. I think it's for a breakfast.
Yes.
Hey. And your body's like, what? We asked for water,
please. Yeah, or like all the you can just imagine your body when like someone goes for a coffee because obviously that's liquid, that is water, so that it feels it's hydrating.
Water incoming.
And like, oh, water. No, the caffeine's there. No. And then everything's just shrinking and you're like, no, I'm so thirsty. My poor body. I'm so sorry. I'm just hugging myself now. So yeah, so the next time you're stuck in a hangover, now you know why. Now you know the
I
vibe.
I think still have the breakfast because I love it.
But you should have the breakfast
absolutely,
because of the potassium and
but I'm going to say have my prelim water, then my prelim bananas.
Mm.
So I'm not going to go hunting the breakfast until I'm already satiated.
You've had water.
And I can listen a bit more to my poor body, what it's actually screaming for, rather than just thinking about eggs.
Absolutely.
Because you're so right. I regret that breakfast every time.
Immediately.
But maybe it's worth it for when you see it coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's amazing. It's a real roller coaster.
Isn't
also,
it?
Taking like something like probiotics will help as well. If you have probiotics or hanging around the house, you know how we all have, they're very useful because they will help your body, give your body some help in digesting that mega breakfast you're going to eat. So all the brain won't, all your blood won't just rush to your stomach as fast. But the if you have any like fun hangover, I'm fascinated by what people eat when they have on a hangover.
Send us your
so
hangover.
Please tweet us your like hangover, your personal hangover cures. And I'm using cures now always in the quotation marks because it's not a cure.
Remedy.
Basically, what do you like to eat when you're hungover? Essentially, is all I would like to know.
I'd also be open to things you've bought when drunk.
Yes, please. Oh my God,
Stevie will show you the wizard's hat she once bought.
I bought a wizard's hat when I was drunk and it wasn't...
No regrets.
Yes, some.
Some regrets.
Some regrets. So yeah, tweet me at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
At Tessa Codes for... Nope.
Yeah.
Got nothing.
You got nothing. And email us, podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. And just like have a really lovely hangover-free week. I'm certainly not going to drink tonight.
If you are drinking, just drink expensive.
Drink really expensive stuff.
Just drink classy, guys.
And yeah, have a lovely week, guys, and see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.